Head, one-time president of the American Historical Association and author of a multi-volume history of the United States, James Ford Rhodes, during the Massachusetts State Legislature's 1914 hearings regarding the possible erection of a statue to Butler in Boston. Such harsh depictions of Butler have been both abundant and persistent. Enduring caricatures have attacked him as mercurial, arrogant, tyrannical, incompetent, duplicitous, and/or driven purely by greed and ego. Indeed, down to the present, some of the nicknames that have dogged him most tenaciously are Beast, Damnedest Yankee, Devil, Spoons, and Stormy Petrel. Among those who began the process of memorializing Butler was, perhaps not surprisingly, the man himself, whose massive and, it must be said, largely but not exclusively self-congratulatory 1,100-page-long autobiography and personal reminiscences, colloquially known as Butler's Book, appeared in 1892. Butler's passing the following year yielded widely ranging assessments from those who knew, or claimed to have known, him in various settings. General Butler had a stormy career, one journalist wrote simply upon learning of the former general's death. Another quoted one of Butler's former congressional colleagues as saying, colorfully, he was like a volcano with the smoke just curling out of the top, but which might break forth in a seething torrent of fire and smoke at any moment. He was a man of most contradictory qualities, remarked the Reverend Dr. William H. Thomas in the eulogy he gave at Lowell St. Paul's Methodist Episcopal Church on the evening before Butler's public funeral. To say that he was not always a great, nor great in everything, is to say that he never attained what never has been attained. Rather, Thomas continued, Butler was full of weaknesses and inconsistencies, a man of like infirmities with other men, whose friends, even, would never assert that, in his headlong pursuit of success, he was always scrupulous to use only such means as would be approved by the accepted standards of ethics. Indeed, Thomas added, Butler would not claim so himself. Butler's ego was certainly robust, but so was his sense of humor, and he often demonstrated a striking and, among major historical figures, refreshing capacity for candid and critical self-reflection. Butler was and remains a controversial individual. At the time of his death, however, it bears noting how many observers offered a more appreciative picture of the man than simplistic nicknames like Beast, devised by opponents during the Civil War and perpetuated by lost cause apologists later, allow. He was always arrayed against an army of enemies and was always supported by an army of friends, wrote one journalist. He scorned sham and empty profession, Dr. Thomas told his gathered mourners, as he found the cup of life, so he openly drank it, and, for better or worse, whatever he did it with his might, deploying all his tremendous energies and his exhaustless resources. His ready wit, his fearlessness, his picturesque personality, his large participation in all public affairs, his interest in the underdog in every fight, and especially the charm and loyalty of his personal friendships, gave him a hold that will last as long as he is remembered, said Butler's predecessor as governor of Massachusetts, John Davis Long. His opinions were never disguised nor withheld, commented a New York newspaper. He was no pretender and no hypocrite. Indeed, upon his death, the Boston Globe observed an outpouring of profound grief among people of every walk in life who acknowledged Butler's pricklier qualities but loved and revered him just the same. These included people of high station and low, the members of the legal profession, with whom he had often metaphorically crossed swords, politicians with whom he was seldom in agreement, his old comrades in arms, as well as individuals who pass their lives in the humbler walks of life. Significantly, African Americans were among those most eager to display their respect and appreciation for Butler, as well as their grief, both at the time of his demise and after. Evidence of this appears clearly in the visible bereavement of his valet and bodyman of more than 15 years, Albert West, the magnificent floral tribute Frederick Douglass, the great political activist and orator.